Coach Reinhart, definitely a game tonight where you got to look back and say, you know, played really well our first game, played really well our second game. About time, you know, that we're going to have to get in a situation where we're going to figure some things out tonight. And it just seemed like he didn't really have any answers for Nakoma. It's just they always play tough defense, knew that coming in, and just some situations where the girls felt the pressure tonight with that. So quick turnaround, don't have much time to fix it because you're back here tomorrow night.
Yeah, I knew that this would be a game where we would get tested. We were going to see what we're made of one way or another. I thought the first quarter and a half, I thought we competed pretty hard. We just turned the ball over way too many times. I think Coach Ports had us for like 18 turnovers at halftime. We had 17 points. I mean, you're just not going to win. You're not going to be in games when you do that, especially against a good team. Nokomis is really good. They got girls that can shoot it from the outside. They got bigs on the inside. You know, early in the game, I was kind of daring them to shoot. I didn't want number 12 to shoot. But then we were kind of daring the other girls to shoot. I thought it worked a little bit early. We were trying to, you know, we knew they had the two big girls in the post. So we were trying to take that away. I thought the rebounding early was not good for us. They were getting offensive boards. They were, you know, they were scoring that way. I called a couple timeouts trying to, you know, change some things up, change the momentum. I thought we hung tough in the first half for the most part. I thought there was a spurt there where we had it, you know, maybe a six-point game or something, and they kind of went on like a little 8-0 run and kind of pulled away into double digits. And I felt like from there it was kind of an uphill battle. But, you know, I told the girls, you know, I knew coming in that this was going to be a little bit of a test as far as to see where we were at, how far we had come. Nokomis had pretty much everybody back from last year that I can remember. The Brownback girl is a really good player. Sable comes off the bench. I mean, good grief, she's a load on the inside. The Stolte girl is an extremely good basketball player. So they're going to win a lot of games. And I told the girls, I'm not disappointed in the effort or anything like that. We just got beat by a better team tonight. They executed better. They shot better. They just played overall better than we did.
Of course, now you go in against you know, a team like CHBC. You know, we've got two local teams playing now, and you're looking at them as their team that lost a lot. Of course, they got the one girl that has all the varsity experience that's back, and then they got a lot of new girls in there. So, you know, kind of a situation where you were seeing new girls just like you did against Altamont the first game. So, when you know that that's what they have, and you know who their one girl is with that varsity experience, and that she's their sharpshooter, do you key in on her tomorrow? And then just kind of match up the rest of the girls, you know, put your best defender there? Or do you just say, hey, we're going to wait and see what they bring to us, and then we'll see how we're going to approach them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, playing them, you know, I know the Rodman girl is a really good basketball player. I think everybody around knows that, you know, in our area. So, I mean, obviously, we're going to have to know where she is. We're going to have to play good defense on her. But, you know, I'm not going to go far from what we've been doing. I mean, I feel like we've kind of got a little bit of a thing going where we'll play some zone, we'll play some man. I like to mix back and forth. I feel like the girls have done a good job with it. I thought tonight Nokomis, you know, really did a good job of handling the pressure that we tried to put on them. You know, they didn't turn the ball over much. And then they turned our half court, three quarter court trap into some, you know, wide open threes, some put back rebound makes and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously, we're going to test their ball handlers. We're going to see what they got up there. And you know, I think the big thing is the last game or two is we got to start seeing some more shots go in. I felt like against Lincolnwood, we did not shoot the ball that well. And I felt like tonight we didn't shoot the ball that well. It's not because of lack of effort. Those shots are going to go. It's early in the season. We have girls that can make the shots. And so I think as the season progresses, I'm hoping that those are going to go in, because when those go in, then we can get in our traps, then we can get in our presses, then we can kind of up-tempo the game. And tonight we weren't able to do that. We just didn't score enough, too many turnovers, too many live ball turnovers. So I'm explaining to the girls, you know, live ball turnovers. I've been talking about it all year. So a live ball turnover is like we throw it to half court and they get it and tip it their way and they shoot a layup. That's a bad one. If we turn it over going towards our rim and it goes out of bounds, we can live with it. Don't want it, but we can live with it. So, you know, just trying to teach those nuances of the game, those live ball turnovers turn into layups. And then that allows them to get into what they want to get into. So just a work in progress. But, you know, I think that, you know, Cowden Herrick, Beecher City, I mean, you know, they're well coached. They're going to play hard, and I think our girls are going to too. And I think, you know, I told the girls after the game, I said, let's just flush this one. Let's move on. Let's forget about it. Let's get on the bus. Let's go home. And then tomorrow, let's come back with a renewed confidence and let's play better than we did tonight.
Of course, you talk about renewed confidence. One thing, though, that we're really seeing this year that at times last year, I know you got on the girls about, you're like, hey, we can do this, is they weren't trying to penetrate a whole lot last mm-hmm, year. Mm-hmm. And then they had some times where they were penetrating the lane, but then they're holding on to it. They're running into some trees in mm-hmm. the lane. But this year you're seeing girls penetrate, but then you're also seeing them penetrate and they're kicking out to the wings, they're kicking out to the corners, but then you also see them stepping back and they're shooting from the perimeter. So, you know, like you said, they're not falling, but it seems like the girls are confident in saying, hey, we don't have just to have a one-sided game. We can be a multi-sided offense.
Yeah, and I think that that's a big thing that, you know, like last year, like you're saying, I tried to really convince them of is we would drive too deep, like you're saying, into two people, and then we would try to pass it, and we turn it over. Or we would not drive when we had the opportunity. So we worked a lot. You know, we do some drills where we drive, like with the guards, where we drive and kick. Drive to the free throw, kick it, you know. And so obviously it's a work in progress. You know, I think tonight we played a really good defensive team. I mean, I think hats off to Nokomis. I think they're one of the best defensive teams that we're probably going to see all year. So I think that, you know, obviously we ran up against a buzzsaw and, you know, they kind of took it to us and made the plays when they had to. And you know, we came up short tonight. But the good thing about basketball, like you said, is tomorrow night we get to come back and get a chance to redeem ourselves and play better than we did tonight. And I expect the girls to do that.